This is Robert Monroe with another Explorer tape from our recording file of experimentation. For this session, we will return to SHE and visits with Miranon for questions and answers. As you will note, the Miranon in these sessions is much more at ease, more able to communicate. The reason is he is more familiar with the methods used, which evidently were as unfamiliar to him as they were to us. Here's how the session started. Is there any activity you'd like to perform?
There's one thing. I'll do that.
You go ahead and perform whatever you wish and then perform.
I appreciate your patience. I'm doing very well. You have been playing this afternoon. It has no bearing here. What would you like to talk about today? There are several things I would like to share with you. I have taken as much of what you call time coming here because I needed to be sure that Liana was in a good place. And I have taken her to a place where she is in contact with another being. And she will rest there. It is important for her at this point in time not to enter spaces very deep. She should not work with this material at home. She is very difficult to find the words. I find in her head the term a willful young lady. She should also begin trying to be in touch more with the messages that are coming to her each day. She misses many of my attempts to contact her. I can have better contact with her when she is outside and when she relaxes and becomes in touch with what is happening right then around her. You have been making many positive decisions.
I am trying to be decisive.
Are you using your intuition?
As much as I can find it. Have you any recommendations how I can improve my intuition finding?
It is important for you to take time to allow the pulse to flow through you. You have the ability to to work without the use of the tape, but you should work in the relaxed state as much as you can. There you will find your intuition flowing to you more freely. You have set up a procedure that should prove fairly effective. It will show good results. You have been given instruction on some musical techniques that also have healing capacities, and on some color techniques that have some healing capacities. If you have the time, you should incorporate these in your tapes. Whenever a person is undergoing anesthesia or going into a state where they will be, when a person is under anesthetic, they are in what you call an out-of-body state. And they should at that point be reflecting primarily on the colors green and blue. This may be useful to you and in your preparation of the tapes. I do not know if you will be able to use this or not, but you have been given other information also.
Yes, we will use that very much.
Your design and your administration of it should flow very well. You have some fine people working with you.
How can I hold my own energy level high?
One of the things that I have begun to really appreciate from my perspective is the importance and the value that a physical body has in holding together much energy. It has the capacity for far more energy than most of you utilize. But one of the best ways to increase the energy in your body is to walk. And as you're walking, to watch the way that your body moves, the way that your breath flows, and to concentrate, not force, but concentrate on all of the things that are happening to your body. This enables the energy to be centered where it needs to be centered. Your body is its own best physician. In fact, one of the things you might include in your recuperative tape would be to have the person image walking and being aware of their feet touching the earth, their hands moving gently at their sides, and their breath coming in regular, comfortable intervals. This enables the energy to flow to all the centers of your body as it's needed. Is that clear?
It is clear. The question is there some technology involved in that that we are not aware of?
Man has about him a body that is not visible through your human eyes. Some people can see it, but it is not normally visible. The nature of this body that is around man Liana knows it as the etheric body. It has another term in our language, but that will communicate it clearly to her. This etheric body, in its natural state, is upright, with the energy flowing in an even patterned direction through it. The energy is evenly distributed. Remember the seven levels that I told you about.
Yes.
These seven levels correspond also to seven centers within the body. And these seven centers all have an energy flow that radiates out. When a being is in perfect health, the energy from all seven of these centers flows evenly and harmoniously throughout the body. When the body is ill, the energy is not flowing evenly throughout the seven centers, and therefore the person suffers some physical symptom. In walking, the etheric body is cared for. Its natural state is upright and flowing and moving. When man walks with his spine upright, he is giving energy to the etheric body. He is allowing the harmony that should be in all seven centers to flow. And by being aware of his body, he automatically, subconsciously knows the areas that should be corrected for his own health. As you watch when you are walking, you will begin to be aware of what areas of your body are not in harmony. I think if you try this, you will see for yourself what I'm talking about.
We certainly will try it.
And then the energy flow will come into harmony.
So that we can be sure we are verifying. Could you give us the locations in the physical body of these seven energy points?
These energy points are based in the trunk of man, not in the limbs. They are based along the spine primarily, or focused in a general line along the spine. They are also referred to as chakras by some of your philosophies, but they are definitely seven energy systems.
Are they located generally where our philosophies indicate that they are located?
Yes, the ancient philosophies, the people then were very much in touch with spiritual beings and with their own physical bodies. There is much to be gained in an understanding of this. The energy systems do flow in specific patterns. The groups that you have who practice acupuncture are aware not only of the seven centers, but of how the energy radiates from one center to another center, and how to bring it into harmony. But it is not necessary to do the acupuncture. All that is necessary is to give the etheric body its own chance to bring into harmony everything, and this is best done in walking. Before your culture had cars, automobiles, people were in better health because they walked each day. Now your society is in a state of dis-ease because of the time spent sitting and riding rather than walking.
outside rather than inside of our home.
Yes, the energy from the cosmos, from the universe, can flow into your etheric body when it is outside. It can also reach you when you are inside, but not as easily and not as directly. It is also better, if possible, to walk barefoot rather than with shoes, to allow the energy from the earth to mingle with that of your etheric body. Children are naturally aware of this. Watch them, and they naturally take off their shoes when they are outside. And they naturally walk and play and run with a more awareness of what's happening to their body than we give them, than we notice.
We will certainly observe this and certainly put it into effect, and then I'm sure that you will observe us doing it. And we smile at what we're doing.
Yes, I enjoy watching all of the progress that you are making.
One other thing, which is a mild word to say that it has aroused our curiosity, it has aroused much more than that. One were the geologic changes that we discussed. In your time perspective, do those still follow?
From what I can perceive, it seems to me the time perspective is accurate. It is difficult from this level to be entirely accurate on time. The appearance of all of these geologic changes seems to be an erasing of the lives of many people. You have an accurate perception that the people who will be left will form a genetically stronger evolution for man. But it is not that the people left will be the necessary genetic links. Many of the people who will leave your earth plane at that point will be very highly evolved spirits who need to come back and be born during this traumatic period of time. They will provide very deep insights for your culture at very young ages. And some of these geologic upheavals will give them the opportunity to come back in wisdom far beyond what their physical years will indicate. That may not seem as clear to you as it does to me.
That was the major part of the session, and it did bring out some interesting perspectives. In a later meeting, this is what took place.
SAT now in 10 in less than 3 minutes, moving on to 12. Slight deviation in GSR.
I was seeing sort of like red letters, great big red letters, that were coming at me sort of from about 10 o'clock on the clock, that were just flashing on and off, free, 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 for whatever that means. And I forgot about reporting.
Time lapse 3 minutes 12, 312, 312.
You're welcome. How are you today?
I'm much better today. I had discomfort earlier in the last short period, which I could not understand. I was going to ask you if you did.
It is a discomfort that I sense is also coming for Liana. And I needed to be sure that she was comfortable before I came. When we are changing levels, there are changes that must occur, not only in the etheric body, but in the physical body. And these changes bring about much difficulty for the physical body that is undergoing it, and for the mind that has to experience it. There is almost a sense of death, because there is a part that has to die, but there is also with it a sense of new growth coming, and it is a form of energy that must be incorporated into the lifestyle of each person. It brings with it potentials for much growth very quickly, but it also brings with it responsibility for certain changes in order to become comfortable with it. As I said to you earlier, you are essentially in two levels at the same time. And you are now beginning to make the transfer to the higher level, into the level 20 and the level 21, rather than in the crossover of those two levels.
Something that I had not consciously encountered before. A great sense of sadness.
For any growth to occur, there must be a change. I'm sure that in your mind, you understand that the physical death is only one of many deaths that you go through in your lifetime.
Yes.
And you are essentially going through a death right now.
What does one expect entering this new level?
It will be a level in which there will be greater understanding of all of the levels. You will be, if you remember the chart, in the level of the circle, which can cross from any level. It touches on all seven levels. It also touches on the levels with the animals. You must be very careful in this level. Are you with me?
Yes, indeed, very much.
And when you enter this level, you must remember that it is important to experience the full circle, to understand the energy within the full circle before you go off on various points. Otherwise, it will be very difficult to harmonize the energy. It is also important for me at this time to share with you how your soul force vibrates in me, to give to you what is for me the vibration by which I know you. The walking has been very good. And you are correct, it must be walking without purpose. There are also two times of the day in which the walking is of most benefit, and that is early in the morning as the dawn is breaking, not necessarily just as the sun is rising, but in that period of gray light, and at the same time in the evening. These transition points are when the circle is touching the spiritual realm. Remember that the circle touches levels 22 through 28 as the top, and levels 8 through 14 at the bottom. In the dawn, at the rising of the sun, the circle is touching the spiritual realm. And at the setting of the sun, it is touching the realm of the animals. But both forces have much energy and can bring much harmony into the lives of man. And the walking at those times allows the etheric body to draw that energy into it. It is not good to walk in the middle of the day.
Yes. This perhaps explains my need to be up at dawn, as it were.
Yes, that is very natural and very wise.
Any other factors, then, that we should consider?
When you are walking, it is also important to keep your mind as free of concerns and worries as possible. For example, rather than seeking answers as you walk, allow the mind to become empty, or at least fill it with something that has no concern or worry with it. One can meditate simply on the word one, for in the circle and in the series of circles, we are all one. There is no separation.
I see.
So now's the time to turn the cassette over and continue on the other side. Turn your cassette over now, and we will continue.
The other thing that I want to talk with you about is the importance of getting all of my messages to Liana. She does not have a clear idea of what it is I have been saying. And there are several factors that are entering in. One of the reasons she's experiencing discomfort is that there is what is known as a state of innocence for each consciousness as it unfolds. And that state of innocence is that so long as the message has not been given, there is no responsibility. But once the message has been given, there is ultimate responsibility for not using the message.
I have not been living up to my responsibility. Do my best to get this to her in one form or another.
You have been very busy too. But it should become a priority for someone to work on this.
We certainly will see to it. Is there any other information or messages that you feel are important for us at this moment? I'm I didn't know also whether I had interrupted you when you said you had some patterns that you wished to share with us. One was about the recognition of the vibrations of me or of Liana. I believe that was when I interrupted you.
When the awareness of the vibrations comes, it is important to withdraw from activity. It is as a new friend, and when a new friend comes, you take time to greet it, to get to know him. And when the awareness enters your mind that there is a different energy in you, treat it as the arrival of a friend. For once you understand and become in harmony with this energy, you will understand more clearly and will not need me to give you the answers you seek, for they are there for you. You are about to enter the highest level that can be entered in physical form. That does not mean that you will have attained the highest evolvement you can attain, but you will have the potential to do so if you utilize that energy. But if you ignore that energy and do not become friends with it, it will become as your enemy, and it will bring you physical illness. And the same is true for Liana. This is why I feel it is important for her to take time each day to be alone. She is not only about to enter a new level, but as I told you before, once you go from level 4, it is not a crossing into one level, but a crossing into two levels where they are intertwined. And the energy there is very different and must be harmonized within the body. I am also about to make a step in levels, and so for all of us, it is a time of death and it is a time of birth.
And the recommendations that you have given are necessary to help assimilate this new energy, is that correct?
That is correct.
Certainly we'll put them to work and to use.
I must leave you for now. Liana's energy today is not very high.
Go ahead. Yes. Continue.
Did you have a final question?
No, I certainly do not. If her energy is low, let us not keep her away too long. I just appreciate so much your coming.
It is always a pleasure to talk with you.
It is a very warm part of my existence here. And we will talk again soon.
I bid you good day, Ashani.
Good night, Ashani.
I must have fallen asleep.
Been asleep?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the end of the session with SHE and Miranon. The following one was equally interesting. Here it is.
How are you doing?
coming.
It was difficult today.
Any particular reason?
There was a discomfort on Liana's part. She needs to become more comfortable with this change that she is experiencing. And when she entered level 12, it was becoming very clear to her that it was different than it has been. And there was some fear on her part. It is more difficult for me to come when there is fear of any kind on her part.
Is there anything that we can do to ease that fear?
As she becomes accustomed to this vibrational change, it will ease. There is a message that you should give her about this light that she sees. It is the level change that she's going through. And it is important for her to begin to see it in the dimensional level that it's in. Prior to this, it has been more of a beam of light. And now that she's changing levels, it is becoming a sphere of light. And this is more difficult for her subconscious to handle.
We certainly will remind her of that.
I am very pleased with the work you've been doing. You have some questions for me, and I have some interest in answering your question on the levels.
Thank you. If you are aware of the questions before the, then I do not need to pose them to you. But I will restate them. What was below what a level one? Is that a, what happens below a level one? Are there other levels, or is that a basic level?
There are many thousands of levels. I chose to work with you from levels 1 through 49 to give you an understanding of the number 7. But the number 7 goes to infinity in either direction. I could have easily called these other levels. Below level 1, there are levels that do not come into physical manifestation on your earth plane. They are on other planes of existence.
I see. Then they are not necessarily available to us.
The progress of the cosmos is always forward, and therefore you would have very little need for contact with those levels below you. Within the circle of 49, there is a transmutational contact that can be made. But once you progress to a circle above the circle in which you are working, there is no longer any need to have contact with that lower circle. It can only pull you back in your evolution and would not be a wise thing to do. You have gone through that, and you are now into this circle, which is where you need to do your work.
I understand.
The difficulty in explaining this comes with trying to put into space and into time that which is neither spatial nor having time. But it is possible to give some explanation. You were wondering about the spaces on either side and the spaces out in all directions around the level that you are on. Is that correct?
Yes, that is it.
It is like, I must find the words. Your form of existence is but a small vibration in that of the entire cosmos, and yet it is very important because you have the ability to transcend all levels. Many other forms of existence do not have this ability, but your form of consciousness does. Our form of consciousness, mine, is also the same. Therefore, we are insignificantly small and infinitely great. To either side of the level that you are on are beings who have either just made the transition from physical life into death, or beings who are about to incarnate. And they are there feeling the vibrations from you so that they may make their transition either on into higher levels after death or into that particular vibrational level as they come into life. But even life and death are not valid terms because there is only life. Or there is only death, depending upon how you choose to look at it.
Then, from our spatial point of view, it is conceivable that to one side, in any side, or what we might label front or back, are actually the levels. As it were, 22 to 28, expanding in all directions. Would that be closer to it? Again, I recognize the problem of thinking in terms of spatiality. It is as if the circle in which we are working, or the circle of seven, as it were, is a sphere, and then we are encased in spheres moving outward. Is that another way of saying it?
Yes, that is a good way of saying it.
In essence, if we went to one side or the other, or front or back, we would still encounter level 22 from 21.
Right.
I understand, yes. I suspected that might be the possibility. Thank you. That will clear up much for us. Also, in as you then are aware, we have made the first step in getting all of the material to Liana. And Liana's friend, whom you are aware of, will then in turn convey it to her in our written form.
That is good. Elise has a good understanding of that which is happening also.
Then you gave her a name of Elise. Good. One of the things in reviewing that we did not get, which we are much interested in, is that the mathematical formulas for these seven levels, and in one of our earlier meetings, you indicated that these were available to us, and I wondered if you had them.
I have given you these formulas. I must explain to you several of the difficulties. On the level that I am on, thought is of a different form than the kind of thought with which you operate. It is, again, difficult to put into words. Your brain, that with which you think that you think, is more like an eye. It is like a computer that has the ability to organize and materialize concepts. When you are on the spiritual planes, it is different. The thought forms are not computerized. They are visualized and patternized.
I understand your difficulty then.
If you need the formulas, I can try to get them for you. But I also know that they are available to you.
I did not realize that we had received the formulas in a form that we could receive. If they are available to us again, I would like to then try to take visual notes at the same time.
I do not understand what you are saying.
If they are, you have given these to us then?
Yes, I have.
I have, in reviewing, I did not find them, and evidently we lost our recording of them or my notes on them. And this is why I seem to have a memory block as to how we got them.
I am certain that you have had them, but I will bring them to you again.
Very good. I appreciate it.
There is one other thing I would like to share with you on this spatial relationship that occurs with the circle of seven and the blocks of seven. Liana has had a great deal of interest in observing a feeling that occurs when she is in certain states. And this again is the level change that is occurring. They are each undergoing a level shift. But also what is happening is that they are being observed.
We are very happy to know that.
Liana is in a transition period and is also being observed by a group of beings. It is important for her to remember her affirmation each time she goes into a different space. There is neither good nor evil in this universe, but there are higher and lower vibrations. And in a transition state, beings of lower energy often try to penetrate. And affirmations are very important to keep these beings from being able to penetrate.
You are aware of the affirmation that we generally employ. Is this suitable?
Yes, it is especially important to deny the ability of any beings of lower intelligence to have any effect upon the experience that the person is undergoing. And that should be stressed in your affirmation. It is there. I am not sure that it is understood in its importance by everyone who works with it.
Thank you. We will stress that more. Did you have another message for us or information that you feel is constructive for us at this moment?
You have given to Liana the instructions that I have for her. She is beginning to be aware of the importance of her need to change parts of her lifestyle. I cannot change for her, but she is experiencing some physical symptoms that make her aware of some needs to change her lifestyle.
What portions of her lifestyle does she need to change?
She must be willing to forego the cigarettes. You must also very soon in your change begin to release that. It is very difficult, if not impossible, to make the transition to the level of the circle and maintain a steady vibrational level in which smoking will put you. It does lower your vibrational level.
Have you any recommendations as to the best way that one can release oneself from such habituation?
Within the light, there is all of the pattern that is needed to begin to release it. In your walk and the deep breaths, the work when you are alone, a work of meditating on the light or of thinking on the light, will begin to lose the desire to smoke cigarettes. But it cannot be done without work.
Should it be an instantaneous dehabituation or a gradual one?
It is like the release of any tension. There must be a balance. When the will is strong enough, when the desire is strong enough to release it, it will fall away without much discomfort. But until there is the will to release it, any attempt at withdrawal will be very difficult.
We will follow this. I understand its importance.
Liana must also be very careful about the food that she eats. She is aware of what is affecting her body in positive and negative ways. It is not so much the kind of food that one eats, but the manner in which it is prepared and in which it is taken in to the body. Food should always be eaten consciously. And this is one of the reasons that smoking is very bad for you, because most of it is done unconsciously.
Yes.
One of the ways to begin to withdraw from smoking would perhaps force yourself to become conscious. Completely conscious as you smoke. In doing that, I don't think that you would smoke as much, and it would be much easier to release it, because the body does give continual signals. And if you're conscious, you can become aware of that. I did not mean to lecture you today.
We need the lecture. We do need it.
Well, it has indeed been rare that Biranon lectured us, by his standards. From our viewpoint, it's another matter entirely. Every meeting with him has been a lecture to be received and studied. These are no different. We're glad to have shared them with you. And this is the end of this Explorer tape, and I would appreciate any comments you may have. Thank you.